Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.
Oh, are we taping? So sorry.
What just happened? Neither one of us knew we were taping. That felt really weird.
I'm just trying to crochet this blanket real quick so I have something warm in the freeze of 2026.
You're literally crocheting over there. Did you make that whole blanket?
Yeah. Totes.
It's huge.
I know, right? I'm on, let's see. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm on the 6th color.
Did you start this during our snow Mageddon?
No, I've been working on this puppy for a while, but it's the exact same stitch over and over again. So it's the perfect thing to do while I'm watching Gilmore Girls. Or have you ever watched the whole Gilmore Girls?
Never watched half, a fourth, any, a second.
What? And you have a daughter.
The Gilmore Girls. I don't know what happened there, but we missed it. Happy Snowmageddon, though.
Yeah, is that what we're calling it?
I don't know. I just kind of said that. But we're on day, you and I are taping on day, it's only day 3. Somehow it feels like it's day 300.
I haven't left the house since I came home Friday afternoon.
Oh, really?
So that's Friday night, Saturday all day, Sunday all day, and now we're on a Monday. And I love it.
You're in heaven, aren't you? Okay,
love
then
it.
This is our personalities playing out in real time. Friday night, we went to dinner with friends. Last minute, like, we got to see people before. And then Saturday, we were home until we went to some people's house for dinner Saturday night down the street.
Okay.
And then we went sledding with some people yesterday, played Mahjong with a friend yesterday. Today I've been home, but we went and picked up my parents and brought them over here for a little while just to give them an outing. They don't live that far away. And then they went home. And then tonight we have some neighbor friends coming over for dinner. This is how a 3 does a snow day, a snow weekend. You're like, okay, not even a 3, just an extrovert.
I think it's your extroversion for sure.
Played some Maj yesterday, done all the things. How's everybody managing down there? Y'all cannot afford to drive a car on ice and snow.
Oh, do I have a story for you?
Let's hear it.
Well, I have several stories because this is like, this should be its own show. Like, you remember Car Talk on NPR?
Yes.
I used to listen to that on Saturdays with my dad. It feels like Car Talk. So Bruce did leave the house. Because we were invited by friends to come over. It didn't work out because Bruce left with Watts to go car shopping.
Okay. In the snow again?
On Saturday, it hadn't quite started yet. They were out when it started and I was like, oh shoot. So I'm like shoveling the driveway because I knew we have kind of a hill on our driveway. Anyway, but yeah, they were car shopping. They were the only people.
There were deals to be had.
And those super trackers who listen, no, they were not at the Ford dealership looking for a Mustang. They were at another dealership. But yeah, they were out and Bruce took a picture of him driving on the highway. And same comment from his sisters and his coworkers. They're like, with all the car issues you've had lately, is that a wise decision? No, it's not.
Park the cars, McFadden's.
No. And if you weren't on the live Friday, Thursday night, Bruce and I were at a soccer game. We get a call from our son that he had been hit driving the car, his new truck. Thankfully, what I've learned about trucks is they can take a hit. I mean, a tiny little scratch on it. The other guy's car is like all beat up. sweet guy, volleyball coach at Ursuline, who's going to be working at Jesuit next year. So we're like, it's fine. May the Lord be with you. But
I mean, if you weren't about to coach next year and a sweet guy, we would have cussed you out. But
I'm not telling insurance still. And then he's coming home from school Friday, you know, as everyone's all hyped up about the storm coming. And he's about to pull into our driveway and he gets rear-ended.
Oh, my gosh.
And the guy just took off. He just took off.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You can't make this stuff up.
So no damage, though. We're okay.
We're fine, but seriously. And that same kid was taking our dog on a walk this past week. I don't know. What is time? And I'm making dinner and he comes in and he goes, the same thing that happened to you happened to me. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He said, I'm out walking Charlie. He's on our street. He's like a block from our house. And this white dog comes running out, starts sniffing Charlie, goes to attack Charlie. And he had better instincts than me. And he just, oh, I heard him. Abby doesn't like this story.
So sorry. Mike just got home. Carry on. Sorry.
Well, it's perfect timing, Abby. So he kicks the dog right up under the chin. But it circles around and it comes back for Charlie and attacks again. And he kicks him again under the chin six, seven times. Sorry, I had to.
Oh, no, really?
Finally, a guy comes out wearing like camo or something. Price thinks he didn't have eyebrows. I don't know. This all feels very odd.
This seems irrelevant to the story, but keep going.
And he's lunging for the dog, trying to catch him, jump on top of him. The dog escapes, goes and tries to attack Charlie again. Price kicks him again. And eventually the owner gets the dog. And Price is like, he felt so bad for the owner. He's like, no, I'm fine. In all of that, there was a tiny rip on my son's like sweatpants, the very bottom, out of all of that. Charlie wasn't hurt. Nobody was hurt. I'm like, you responded so well in that situation. I haven't walked outside in our neighborhood since because, well, one, it's 8 degrees or whatever. But isn't that crazy? This is the same kid who got hit twice. And so I said, okay, you know, don't things happen in threes? I don't know.
Poor guy. I'm just saying, listen, I'm not saying Charlie had it coming, but there's a bunch of dogs out there that were taken advantage of and humped on in the last month during the holidays.
The neighbor dog's like, I know that dog. He was at Wag Hotel over the holidays. He made out with my girl. It was a jealous dog situation.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, bless your kid's heart. Well,
what was really funny in that situation is right before he left to go on the walk. Walk is like a word we hardly ever say around here because it gets so much excitement. But he had gotten in the trash that day. And we had all been like, Charlie, no trash, bad. And I'm like, and you're taking him on a walk? It seems like a reward. But then they come back from the walk and Knox was like, well, I guess it actually was a consequence for getting in the trash.
You get in the trash again and we will take you back out there and someone might take advantage of you.
Exactly. Yeah. Get attached.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I'm sorry for the dogs and the cars and all the things. But you know what? We're all just trying to get by over here and in the middle of the snow. And by the time this comes out, this will all be old news.
It'll be spring. We'll have tulips out by Friday.
Yeah, by Friday. Yeah, but I did want to say that, you know, I've told you before that Mike's such a prepper, right?
Yeah.
And he has prepper tendencies, and we figured that out at COVID especially because, like, we still have enough Lysol spray, you know, to outfit a hospital around here. Yeah. I mean, insanity. I'm not even kidding. You've seen how big my pantry is, right? Like, my pantry's in another room for some reason. We didn't build this house. And the whole top shelf, very top shelf, all the way to the end is all Clorox wipes, Lysol sprays, all that. Okay, so the snow's coming, and we when COVID hit, by the way, a few years ago, we were at Disney, and we got back, and people were starting to buy, like, people are buying food and all that, and I said to Mike, do you think we should go to Costco and buy a little bit of food? And he's like, okay. So we went, and we bought, like, $500 worth of food or meat or whatever, because that's Mike. Well, so we get home from Disney a few days ago.
This time around, not 2020.
Yeah, this round, not COVID. And I said,
maybe we don't let you go to Disney anymore.
Right, right. Yeah. I'm like, do you think we should go ahead and buy some food? And he's like, yeah. And I said, okay, well, I just put in like a little grocery order, like a Walmart order, but didn't put in, like, I don't usually as much get like vegetables and meat from there, but other stuff. So Mike's like, oh my gosh, no, that's not going to work. He goes to the HEB. You guys have no idea, the HEB, the day before the storm. And I'm like, please don't do this. I have time tomorrow. Like, this is, you know, like Wednesday night, maybe. I'm like, tomorrow's Thursday. It's not even coming till Saturday. No, he didn't. He stood in lines that went to the back of the grocery store to get all of the stuff. And then he's like, it's like, Mike's been getting up at like 3 a.m. because he's had a bunch of like big cases. So he's like, I'm like, just come home and go to bed. Come on, like abort mission. No, no. Then he goes to a second grocery store because the first one didn't have bread. I don't know the last time we ate a slice of bread in this house. Like, not because we're so healthy, but just we're not really into sandwiches or toast or whatever one does with bread. He goes, he finds the bread, all that. So, fine, whatever. He has all the stuff and we're all ready. Well, today, as we're in the middle of this still and our kids are out of school for days on end, we ran out of paper towels. You better believe he got that four-wheel drive out. And, I mean, we had already had my parents, but he's like, I have to get paper towels. I'm like, you know what? We have napkins. We have towels. We have lots of things that'll work. We got, let me just tell you something. He ordered lanterns. What are we in the 1800s? Why do we have lanterns around here? We have lanterns. We have, oh, flashlights. He goes, we need, I bought all new flashlights. This was right before the storm. And I'm like, he's like, we really don't have any. I go, we really do. And I open his cabinet by the coffee bar and I pull out five. He's like, Cynthia, those are not the new kind of flashlights. Apparently, not all flashlights are
There's
equal.
There's new technology. That's part of the Holderness family skit they just put out, is that we got to keep buying flashlights. We know we bought them last time, but we don't know where they are. I mean, yeah, I realized I needed those ginormous batteries for the flashlight we have that's so ancient. You know, the the Ds or whatever? Like, there's ginormous.
The Ds, ginormous. Do they even make those anymore?
I don't know. Maybe I won't be able to find them. Here's the deal. I have all three of my boys home. They're all out of school today and tomorrow. Well, Quade's in Tennessee. He's fine. And he's not in the part that got hit really bad. Anywho, I was like, boys, first of all, I said, what's something funny that's happened in the last 2 weeks that I can talk about on Sidetracked? And we're like, just tragedies happen. Car accidents, dog attacks. We have nothing. Nothing funny. Mm-hmm.
Nothing funny. Okay, great.
And I said, no, we could do like a snow day edition. You guys could come on the show and you could just like share your wisdom and be funny. And they're like, I don't think we'd call it the snow day edition. We call it the funny edition.
Okay.
As if the show is never funny.
It's never funny except when your boys are, but they didn't want to come on. Did they totally poo-poo that?
They did not want to come on.
Huh. I have JB and Mike, and I don't know that either one of them particularly wanted to come on either, but Mike was gone. That's why the dog just barked. He just got home because he's been out trying to locate paper towels.
Here's why no one in our house is gone. We're stuck here.
Well, I mean, I think.
No. The gate on our driveway is frozen shut.
Yes.
Bruce and I were trying to get out because when he went to the dealership, he dropped one of our boys off at the friend's house where we were invited to go, yada, yada. He ended up spending the night there. We needed to pick him up somehow. So Bruce, we're like trying to dig out the gate. In the midst of that, accidentally Bruce like slices a line.
Oh no.
Which he says is just the sensor that tells you if the door is going to hit, the gate's going to hit your car. We don't know because we can't open it. It's totally frozen.
Yeah.
But our kid had to Uber home. We had some stranger driving him on the ice.
Because he could. My friends that have those gates have all been out there pouring boiling water over them to get them open. And they've all said they've had success, but everybody's out there.
I was about to get a hair dryer. Do you think that would work?
Oh, surely. I was going to give you a recap when you're ready of a few thoughts from Disney, having had been there recently, if we're interested or if we're not.
I think it's a great idea. I think there's lots of people who maybe want to take a trip and they need to know.
I mean, all we can think of as trips right now is we're all stranded at home. So there's that. I actually sing, do a dance, something. I can't find our notes right now. And that's kind of about par for the course for how it's going over here. So everyone, please hold. Oh, here comes Mike Yanoff with my Diet Dr. Pepper. Thank you. No problem. Did you find paper towels?
Yeah.
Phew.
Yes, he found him.
Phew.
I mean, the show can go on, guys.
It was
going to
be close without the paper towels. I mean,
I don't know what y'all were going to do without paper towels, but we were not about to live without those. Okay. So what I wanted to talk to you about is Disney. And okay. I have a few thoughts about this. And I was talking to Melissa Radke the other day on my other podcast about this. And I think Nate Bargatze, maybe you told me this, has a little spiel on this of like, isn't anyone embarrassed anymore? Is, you know, the general idea, like, is anyone embarrassed about anything anymore? And the answer to that is no, we're not embarrassed anymore. And I know that because I just went to Disney.
And like, maybe people like, should be like, maybe there should be a little more shame.
Like, why are we not embarrassed anymore? And let me give you an example.
Okay.
And I think I complained about this in Italy too, but I need to understand why we're taking sexy selfies in front of the castle. I need to know why we're doing that. I need to understand, and I don't mean there was just one girl. Like, we're not talking there was an outlier. I'm telling you, I'm trying to walk over to Tron, and there is girl after girl after girl, half-dressed, crop-topped, like, kissy-facey, woo, boobs out, all the things. I'm like, in front of the castle, I'm trying to understand why. And here's the thing. Guys are taking it. Boyfriend, husband, I don't know who you are. Who wants this content? Where's it going on the interwebs? Why? And by the way, leave it to the Yanoffs, go to Disney, and it is freezing. I mean, freezing. Like, we're winter coating big time, okay?
Yeah.
Frigid.
Yeah.
And then there's our scantily clad girls that are taking their sexy selfies in front of the castle. I don't know what's happening.
Did you
happening.
Take one is the real question.
Well, then I went ahead and did one too.
Why wouldn't I? Come on.
I was like, you know what, ladies? I don't want to be braggy, but I'm wearing undies this trip. So I think let's get this done.
Why not? If there was any time.
Yes. Okay. So there's
so
that's
you had
one
a crop
thing
top.
I wanted
Did
to
you crop your top? Did you tuck it in?
I just tucked it in my bra. Like, yeah. Remember in the 80s?
No. That's a new thing right now. Yeah.
Oh, are we doing it again?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start doing that. But here's the other thing. A couple other just observations from Disney I'd like to discuss.
Okay.
You see these men, and I love you if you're Disney people, and I'm Disney person enough, but you see these men and you're like, you know what? You're probably a CEO of an organization. You'd have to be to pay for Disney. I mean, I didn't know what Disney cost until recently. I'm like, oh gosh, okay. We went during COVID a lot, and apparently it's real cheap then.
Yeah.
But I see these men, and I'm like, you look professionally dressed, and you see, and they're wearing the hat with the big goofy ears hanging down. And I'm like, why the Disney apparel? I love you, Disney, but it's just too much. And I think that God does create some men to be dads of girls. And I love you for that, okay? I didn't marry a man that was created to be a dad of girls, even though he has a girl. He was meant to have boys, and he's basically tried to make Kate one and put her on the sports field her entire life. But I see these dads, and then they have like the princess stuff. There's this one dad. I don't even know if he's a dad, something. He's in the store because it's cold, trying on. He's a large man, Heather, huge. Trying on a Disney bomber jacket that's about three sizes too small. Oh. And he's like, do y'all think this is going to work? Is the size okay? And it took all I had not to turn out and say, the sizing is the least of your worries, sir. Why are you in a Disney bomber jacket?
Oh.
And so there was a lot of that going on. And then I'm just going to keep rolling through these. JB wanted a picture with Darth Vader. That's great. Let's
do that. Like picture of him and Darth Vader or just Darth Vader?
Him and Darth Vader. And so we got the picture.
And I came up with the idea too late that you should have brought your book and you should have had.
Why didn't I?
Darth Vader.
I would have had Darth Vader holding it.
How'd I miss that?
It would have been great because, I mean, it does release next week and I was hanging in Disney.
Yeah.
But okay. So he's up there and there's multiple people in front of us that do not have children waiting for their picture. Okay. I mean, moment of silence for that.
Yeah.
So JB, we wait in line and bless that Darth Vader guy. He real serious about join the resistance. Oh, or I don't know which side he's on, but he's playing the part. It's a whole thing. The guy in front of us gets up there and to get his picture, there's no child to be seen. And he has a Darth Vader tattoo.
Yeah.
And so he has to hike up his shirt to get the full arm tattoo with Darth Vader. How dedicated are we?
That was his favorite day. That was his best day of his life. was this
best
picture.
Day of his life.
He got to witness a major moment in his life. He will talk about, he will tell his grandchildren
about when he was a Darth Vader.
Yeah.
And you know, so I'm being the Karen, which by the way, we're not called Karens anymore. Did you know they're called Jessicas now?
Which
so
that's work the younger for me. Version. Doesn't work. For
that's
me.
The younger version of a Karen is a Jessica. Okay. Okay. But I'm being the Karen over there and I'm like, oh my gosh, you've got to be kidding. So he got that done fine. All that was fine. But there was just a whole situation of people and things. I was like, huh. But can I give one more observation? Then we'll move on from Disney. Mm-hmm. There's, and I mean this with all due respect, because I think I was this person a few kids ago, but there's a level of over-momming you've never seen anywhere else. And it started on the airplane and there was this family in front of us, one up onto the left, and the mom had, have you seen these? They are tray covers for the fold down airplane tray.
Like a, you know, like what I mean? Like a throwaway, like a...
No, it's like you would wash it maybe, and it's black, and it covers it, and it zips around it. And so there is
like
a
for
tray...
for what purpose?
So that your kids' wares don't get dirty touching the nasty tray,
no.
I guess?
No.
Yes, Heather McFadden.
No, this is what you and, do. You bring some wipes, baby wipes, and you make it a job for the kid. This is part of the entertainment before the plane takes off. It's their job to clean.
Okay, so she puts on the cover, and then she puts the thing up and is explaining to said three-year-old and one-year-old. And she's like, now, when the plane gets up and is going through the whole thing, while they're waiting for it to get to the altitude where they can lower the tray, she did math facts.
No. Nope.
Math facts. Mm-hmm. Are y'all – what's happening here? No. What's happening? And so, anyway, I told Mike, I'm like, man, this is some over-momming if I've ever seen it. Well, then it got even funnier because the next day we're somewhere near the, you know, rock and roller coaster. The cold front's blowing through. It is so windy and rain, all the things, okay? And Mike says he looks over and he sees that same family from the plane and she is pulling out their ponchos that are like totally labeled and all that. Yeah. And he goes, well, the joke's on us. I just paid $20 a poncho. She brought her own. They had their little names on them, all the things. But anyway, I'm trying to be ugly if y'all have some of those things. And if you're doing math facts on the plane to Disney, like you're probably like, maybe if you did more of those, JB would be doing better. Okay, fine, everyone. But I'm just saying there was a whole lot going on at Disney. And if you haven't been recently, it's a lot to take in.
I just remember thinking, nobody's happy here.
Oh, really?
Because
I'm the happiest place on earth.
The kids are crying. The parents are stressed. They're all like past their nap times. It was a mess. Like they're a mess. But I don't know.
There was one moment when I will say this, when we were at the airport leaving, there was a girl, and I don't know 100% in the Orlando airport, but I'm not 100% sure she had been at Disney, but she looked like she had. And she is like, raging on her mom. So think senior citizen mom, girl with her two young children, raging, screaming. JB's like, what are they doing? I'm like, that girl needs a timeout is what she needs.
So she's going the mom.
The mom in front of her kids. And you know what happened? The cops came at the airport. And the cops, basically, I couldn't hear the exchange. I'm in the TSA pre that was longer than the regular line. And they basically told her to shut it and calm down. And they ushered the mom to her flight. And that girl did not go get on a flight. I don't know if she was planning on it or not. I'm like, what's happening? And this whole time we're laughing because right as we were going there, you guys, we were on the tram at the Orlando airport. And JB sat up on, there's one little section in the back where you can sit up on like a little windowsill.
Yeah.
And so he sat up there and this older guy walks up and he has a big package. No, that did not sound right. I apologize. He had a package in his hand. He was holding a parcel.
No, still.
He was holding a parcel. And he walks over and sees JB in the window. He goes, oh, like that. And I'm sorry. Is he in your way? And he goes, well, I have this huge saddle. We just bought a horse and I was going to set it there. And
wait,
I was
like, he's holding a horse in the parcel?
The saddle. And so I pulled JB down and I told Mike it was such restraint because I didn't say what I thought, which was just because you bought a horse, you don't have to be a horse's. But I was, see how I showed restraint? But then we have the police with us. So anyway, we had a great trip. Thanks for asking, everybody. But there was a lot going on at the Disney. The end.
That's amazing.
I know. That's so amazing. I'm back for a while. I've traveled too much. I'm cranky. I'm tired. I've been a lot of places, all fun places. I'm not trying to be like, oh, poor me.
This is the perfect weekend to rest, and you're choosing to go out and about. This is why I'm like, why do I want to? I don't want to go anywhere. I want to be here. I want to sit. I want to do a puzzle. I want to crochet. It's the best.
Okay, did you know that the second Friday in January is called Quitter's Day?
No. Tell me more.
I guess that's when everybody quits their resolutions.
What?
And I know. And the good thing is I do not subscribe to Quitter's Day because I barely start. But one thing I did want to do, and you and I have talked about this a lot because it's important, is I want to do better at meal planning and having good, healthy food. Heck, unhealthy food. Some food here and present for my family.
So, fast food that comes from a fast food place.
Right.
Yeah. You want it quick, but not necessarily full of fat and calories.
Right. So we're thankful for Prep Dish again for being a sponsor of this show. And thank you for supporting us. And we'd love for y'all to support those that support us. Plus, you need this because, listen, we're all losing our momentum. It's quitters. We've hit quitter's day. So this is a way to not be a quitter. It is all put out for you. Yeah, you can do your paleo. You can be your family friendly. You can do whatever menu.
Carb-free, yeah.
Yes, carb-free. And then it is done for you. I get the email each week, and then I can click on what I want. The best, we say this every time, but like if you literally have no time, hit Instacart, it shops for you, it's delivered, it's done.
And then like my friend Holly, who came on the show a few weeks ago, she preps it all on Sunday. And so she already knows when the week comes out, she's in a really hard work season when her day doesn't necessarily end at a specific time. So this has been incredibly helpful for her. You moms who are out there working outside the home, working from home, it's just nice to know that you can feed your family, get everybody around the table, and not be stressed because someone's done all the hard work for you. Check out Prep Dish at prepdish.com/sidetracked, and you can try it for free for 2 weeks. See if it's a match for your family. See if they like the food. I think that they will. It's all whole food options, things like blackened salmon over kale with cauliflower steaks. Delicious. Grilled chicken over mixed greens with onions, pine nuts, goat cheese. Yum. I'm a goat cheese fan. Did you know that's the only thing Bruce's mom does not like is goat cheese?
Really? I love goat cheese. Okay.
She loves everything in the world, only one thing. And I love goat cheese. It's delicious in a salad. So check it out. prepdish.com/sidetracked for 2 weeks free. I do want to watch this Instagram video together. Can you click that?
Sure.
Click it, and then maybe we can send it to everybody and they can.
Can you text me the link? It's going through Instagram and it won't let me do that. Okay, oh, never mind. I'll just text. Y'all, it's fine.
No, let me just tell you real quick.
Oh, I see it.
You got it?
I see it now.
Okay, go ahead.
So yes, a little girl. Are you going to explain it?
This is a little girl drew a picture of her dad, and it's basically just an oval head, eyes, and two curly, what would you say?
Like two, like, think peppermint patty, when it says those curly, like, things on either side of the head that looks like
bald
scraggly hair.
With hair on either side of the head. And they're like, oh, little girl searching for her dad. And then they say police found her
police
dad.
Police saw the dad.
And they show a picture of him, and it's exactly the same.
It's exactly like, you think it's like a little kid's horrible drawing, and then they show the actual dad, and the news anchors fall out of their chair laughing. It's so good.
And
genius.
So maybe it's like the dads you were talking about at Disney. I mean, maybe they need the Pluto ear. I think
this guy, you guys, for sure this guy would have worn the Disney bomber.
He totally would have.
No question.
I think I have a picture of me wearing those ears, goofy ears.
Oh, I do.
I think I have a picture of me. Also,
I'm scared of what my kids would draw. Like, if they had to, like, draw up, like, that should be the next thing.
Have you seen
everyone
that?
Have your kids draw a picture?
Have you seen that where everybody gets like a little canvas and you get someone else in your family to draw? So like you might be drawing Brett. Brett's drawing Kate. Kate's drawing Mike. Like, and then you show each other the pictures, the portraits. It's pretty funny.
No, we haven't done that.
It's like a Christmas family you know, activity. Anyway, pretty funny.
It seems like it'd be hurtful. Kate said that when we were at Disney, they were doing caricatures and she goes, nothing's meaner than the caricature. It's the place you already feel least secure. Yes. I was like, what would my menopausal caricature be like? Like my boobs would be down at my ankles.
No.
It would be
like heat radiating
the menopausal, and it would be me beating them up because, you know, we're real angry in the menopausal years. We're real messed up. Be like, I will take you down for that. You take it back, sir.
Yes. If Jessica is like the younger version of Karen, we need like a menopausal name. Like Karen doesn't feel strong enough for the emotions that we have.
What's a really like Sheila? That seems like someone's going to get like real in your business.
Donna. Yeah. She's real mad.
Hey, Donna and Sheila, you're fine if you're listening. We don't think you're angry. It's really just us, not you. But yeah, Kate said caricatures are the saddest thing. And anyway,
I still have one more thing from Disney I was little.
Before we go on to one of the things, can we just have also 1 second to discuss how sweet that video was of JB when he saw Kate surprising her? Wasn't that the sweetest?
He was so excited. I think he loves her the most.
Oh, you think? And then I have one other picture that I posted, I think, on my own social of the last day when she left and his face was back to utter despair. Like, oh, I mean, so put out. But anyway, so yeah. Sad. What were you going to say before we head to
the opposite of two siblings loving each other is siblings fighting. And I, you know, fights come and go in our house about food. There's a lot of food fights. Not food fights, like throwing each other, like who ate the last, who drank I remember one Christmas there was a big debate, is it Xbox better or PlayStation better? That was the big debate.
Oh, I mean, serious stuff, like
hard hitting really stuff. So on Saturday when they were thinking about going car shopping, because Bruce has been out of town for two weekends, so we haven't been able to like fix this situation. So finally, but it's a snowstorm, yada yada, I'm like, you might get a really great deal if you go today. Where should you go? Okay, we're doing research. And one of my boys is like, you should go to Toyota. Toyotas are great cars. And the other boy's like, Toyotas are terrible. They're so ugly. He's like, what are you talking about? And then he's like, every high schooler wants a Toyota 4Runner. Like, that's just
– no, for sure.
And and as I'm getting his feedback on this, I said, you mean it has a lot of riz? And he says, don't say that in your podcast. I'm like, you know my audience. I'm not really, we don't know if Riz is in or out. I said, we say words like vagina and cervix. He's like,
ew.
And he goes, vagina would be better than Riz. And I'm like, okay, well.
Oh, so that word's out?
It's so out. So I'm ruining our podcast by saying Riz. Anyway, they had this huge, like, it was getting tense about which was better, a Honda Civic or a Toyota 4Runner.
So, okay, that's not even, no, if you drive a Civic, we love you. It's 4Runner 10 out of 10 for high school.
So if you have teenagers or college kids, please chime in. Please send your DMs. Bruce was thrilled that the one who will be driving the car the most loves a Honda Civic. He's like 100% Honda Civic, way better than a Toyota 4Runner because it's half as much. You know,
half the price.
Half the price. So he was.
Did we get one?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh. We were looking for a 4Runner for Kate because we were going to get rid of her Jeep because I'm tired of putting money in her. She is like a Jeep Wrangler. And I went and looked at him and I was like, I'm just going to swap it out. You're swapping nothing but a lot of dollar bills with that. And I know they last forever, all the things, but I'm like, good gravy. So she still drives a Jeep Wrangler. Shut that down.
Yeah. I mean, we were kind of like, okay, we appreciate that you both feel so strongly, but we're telling the one who's pro 4Runner, we're like, can you just stop talking? Because he's happy.
Yeah, right.
He's very happy with this. And he actually is the one who told us he wanted a minivan, a 2021 like Sierra something. Well, and I was like, great, let's get a minivan. This was years
ago. No, you're not picking up anybody's daughter in your minivan, McFaddy and kid. No, sorry. You pull up in a van.
I think
your dating life just got squelched, kid.
I think this was back when, like, in 2020 when it was, like, he saw a commercial and it had a vacuum in it and it had its own TV. Like, he was like, oh, you could put video games in there. I mean.
That's called homeless when you live in your van, when you son, live in your by the van. River.
Mm-hmm. Not good.
Oh, it's not good.
Okay, what are you getting sidetracked by, Cynthia Yanoff?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Speaking of vacuums, guys, nothing makes me happy like a vacuum. We've talked about this before. I love a vacuum. And in particular, I like a cordless vacuum. Okay. Like to run over the hardwood floors. Ooh, I love them.
And I so need a good one of those. Do you have one for me?
I do. The snowstorm's coming. Mike Yanoff is out buying bread that we won't eat. And you know where I went? Straight to buy a new cordless vacuum. And so are you ready, everyone? I looked at the reviews. And by looked at the reviews, I just went to ChatGPT. And there was like the, you know, everybody has the Dyson and everybody has the Shark. And so there's the 500, the 400. And then the next highest review, $99, Black & Decker portable vacuum. I went and got it at Lowe's, got the last one, although I have seen it on Amazon. I'll give you a link.
Okay.
I brought that home. Mike put it together yesterday. I mean, it was like one snap, so I guess I could have done that. But, you know, we try to keep it gender appropriate roles in this household. So, Mike, please put the Black & Decker together immediately while I dust.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something. That Black & Decker, it has changed my life. Now, have I had it longer than 12 hours? I have not. But it goes really loud on the carpets, and then it automatically goes lower speed on the hardwoods. It self-propels a little bit, like pushes itself along. You guys, it might be the best thing that's happened to me in the last month.
Okay, so talk me through, is this a standing, like a stick, like, or am I bending over and it's a short little thing?
I need you to be more, you're laying, no. Okay, listen, nobody's bending over. I don't know what's happening.
Is it like the Dysons that are like, yeah, you stand up?
It is a, okay. It's a, I would think it falls under the stick vacuum category, but it's self-standing, which is important to me. Mm. I don't need one of those as a lean on something. I don't have time for
you
that.
You have to plug it into the wall?
It has there's a long cord that just plugs in the top of it. And you just leave it plugged in when you're not using it in your laundry room. And then it's light. I think my mom was reading on it because she used it today because she came over to help me clean out JB's playroom or whatever, closet. And she was like, now I have to have one. And I think when she read the review on Amazon, it said it was 8 pounds. It is fabulous, okay. You guys.
I need this. I've been looking for this situation. I need it. We have so much hair around here.
It is amazing.
Is it one of those that you empty? Like,
yeah, you just open it, you empty. Oh, and it comes with an attachment that you put on that turns it into a dustbuster.
Yes. This is epic.
And did I already say how much it was?
$99.
Yeah, $99,
that's
you guys.
$700, $800. That's a big, I've been looking at those Dysons. I'm like, I don't know. And then they go down to $300. I'm like, I still don't know. I don't have my Roomba anymore. It doesn't work. So,
guys, $99 is almost free when it comes to that. That is a deal. And you're not married to it?
No.
You don't have to keep it for the next 20 years.
No.
You know what? It's going to fill up with pine from your fake tree and your dog hair, and someone's going to suck up like a tampon string or something. And okay, sorry. And then it's going to be fine. Just get another one next year. And so that's mine. Sorry. That's very long.
I love that. Well, since we're on
what about you?
We're on a cleaning conversation. I'm going to go with my second one that I have listed there. Have you seen something that's called Pink Stuff?
I'm not familiar.
It's literally the name of it is Pink Stuff.
Okay.
And it comes in a little tub. And do you have Scrub Daddies?
I've had them before. I don't have one right now, but I like them.
Okay. So I used a Scrub Daddy and this Pink Stuff. And I'm telling you, my pots and pans have never looked better. And my stove.
I need that.
There was a part of my stove that had been permanently messed up. Like it wasn't silver anymore. It was like a brown color. And the Pink Stuff took it off. I mean, I was using it to down some tile. I'm telling you what, I'm a big
What's its intended purpose?
Cleaning.
Oh, like, but not a certain surface, like any surface.
Oh, lots of surfaces, yeah.
The Pink Stuff. Am I seeing that it's $5.97 on Amazon?
Maybe. I didn't put a link, sorry. But it is, I'm a big fan. I saw it on some influencer who's using it, and I was like, well, I kind of could use that for some things, and big fan. I'd always use Barkeeper's Helper. Have you used
Barkeeper's Friend?
Friend. I've used that. But this, I like it a lot. It's working.
Okay. Well, hey, if you can give me something that cleans well, it makes me real happy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to the other. I'm going to stay practical for a minute.
Okay.
I got a new phone charger thing to travel with. Did I tell y'all this?
Yeah. We had it on the list before. Yes. Last time.
Oh, this is unfortunate. Okay. We're going to talk about it again. It is fabulous because it just plugs in the wall at Disney wherever you are and folds down. And I love it so much, this little white one. And Kate has one. We all love them now. And it charges everything. And I just, we're going to reiterate it apparently and talk about it another week. It gets a standing ovation 2 weeks in a row for charging all of my products in one place. And it does your Apple Watch and your phone and all the things. So I'm just going to say I really like it. I still think y'all should order one. And I think it was $20.
Okay. Well, we'll put it on there again. I mean, if it makes it again, it must be.
Hit it again.
It must be really good if it makes it again.
I'm sorry about it. It's $16.91, you guys. It's 40% off right now.
Oh, wow.
So, and it's a travel, like saver. So I have really poopy, terrible travel stuff. Like my suitcase is like from Target and it barely
underwear.
Rolls with me. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I have nothing. It's the saddest
thing.
You're not scene,
probably the best travel influencer, but.
This but boy, did I charge up well. Okay, what's your next one?
Boy, did I charge up well. We watched on Netflix, I think, Marcelo Hernandez. He's a SNL guy. His comedy special. And I think he's adorable. And it was so funny. I thought it was funny. Bruce is like, I think he's just really likable. I think Bruce didn't think he was as funny. But I thought his stuff was really clever and memorable. I'd seen clips on social media and so I wanted to watch it and it was pretty clean. I mean, he's got some like racism stuff, but he's pointing out some really good points on the differences between his upbringing and maybe other children, like our children upbringing. He's like, if you're at the mall and you hear a kid saying, "Stop it. I don't want to go home. Shut up, mom." You guess the race of that child. It's not gonna be. He goes, anytime I would hear that, I would go up to my mom and say, "I will never talk to you like that, mom. I love you. Never talk to you like that."
I love you so much, mom.
Because he's getting, his butt's getting beat in the bathroom if he does anything. So you breathe wrong.
I gotta get, go listen. You know, what? I love me a good stand up routine.
Yeah, it's funny.
And I think Leanne's coming out with another
season.
One of her show, another season of her show.
Well, and I don't think it, I don't know that it's sent. I tried to send it to you and I don't know that it's sent. There's a preview of Nate Bargatze's movie to Wednesday night that's up near you. And it says you could take JB his age if you want to go.
Oh, no. I love Nate.
It's called Breadwinner, I think. His wife, she gets on like a Shark Tank kind of show. And so he's in charge of the kids.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
It's Mandy Moore, Nate Bargatze, Breadwinner. Anyway.
When you watched the stand-up, were you like, Bruce, Cynthia could totally do this?
No, because you could not do anything he was talking about. I mean, he was so funny. He was talking about Full House.
Too white.
Yeah. He's just comparing like Bob Saget's response to DJ smoking compared to like what the response his parents would have been. And how he wanted to present it to his mom as like another way to respond could be this way. Like on one knee, like, DJ, why did you want to smoke a cigarette?
Oh, and his mom would have been like, oh, walk you up the head, kid.
And like how she ran up to her room and then locked the door. And he's like, how did this little girl get a lock on her door? Is she paying rent?
Truly, truly. Can you believe that you were on DJ Tanner's podcast?
I know, it's crazy. As he was talking, I was like, it's just so crazy that this is like a reference in a comedy show that everyone is supposed to know. He's also like Full House. He's like, it's a dad and two of his friends with his three daughters. And then he goes, in white families, that's a full house. Asian, black, or Hispanic families, it'd just be called a house.
That's funny. Okay, I'm going to go watch it tonight. Lord knows we have time, everybody, because school be canceled another day here.
You can
another
day. You could watch it.
Okay, my last one.
Yeah.
Now I'm questioning if I did this one too. Joe Malone. Did we talk about Joe Malone?
Probably.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about it again. I got Joe Malone lotion for Christmas. Y'all,
you love
I don't know how much it is. I think it's probably, it's in line with what the comedy skit. This guy would be like, ain't nobody asking for Joe Malone. But it's really fabulous. And I had never had it, and I really love it. And it smells so good. And I mean, it's kind of like wearing perfume, like one of those very perfumed lotion. And all of you that are like, oh, it's not clean. Neither is the Diet Coke I'm downing right now. So we're all fine. I'm just embalming myself for
inside and out.
And out.
Yeah.
But anyway, Jo Malone lotion, if you haven't ever had it, it might be a good like Valentine's ask from the Hubs. So I'm just putting that out there. And then remind me to tell you one thing when we're done, speaking of Valentine's Day, but do your last one.
Okay, so I didn't purchase these. If you go on the website and you're like, good Lord, Heather, those are expensive. Uh-huh. I didn't buy them. It's a new sponsor I have, and they sent them to me. Cozy Earth Sheets. I'm telling you, I already get excited to go to bed at night. Like, it's a very exciting situation. I don't have the same issues you do. I sleep.
Don't say that.
I sleep all the way through the night. I do not have the waking up thing that you have. So I love it. And these sheets, I'm telling you, they're cool when I need them to be cool. They're warm me up. They're soft. They're so great. I will say that when I put in my like order selection, I knew we had that Sleep Number bed where the top moves separately. So it's fine, Abby.
I'm sorry, Abby.
That's fine. So I chose the split king. Well, just FYI for all of you people, a split king means the bottom fitted sheets are like two twin separate fitted sheets.
Yes, Heather, people know that because people have those up and down beds.
Right. Mine's an up and down bed, but just at the top. Oh. So mine needed to be a flex fitted sheet where it's flexible just at the top. So here's what I did because they were sent to me free and they're like $400 sheets and I'm not going to get rid of them or give them away or sell them or anything. I sure did sew them together.
Yes, you did.
And I sure did pull out like at the bottom. I like undid some of the seams and I made myself a flex fitted sheet. I'm so proud of myself.
Well, I'm very proud of you. And if they send you any for a regular standard bed, because not all of us are as bougie as you are. I mean, I have the old-fashioned bed that if you want to sit up, you throw a pillow behind you. I'd like those sheets, please.
Well, I will say the whole reason we got our flex bed was Bruce's snoring. And he's got a cold from like traveling. And so his snoring was real, real bad. That's the only thing that keeps me up in the middle of the night. So the other night I did an experiment and I messed with the flex bed. You remember the story where he's sitting all the way up and he's like, oh, was I snoring? Well, this time I would like raise it up a little bit and see how much he snored and I'd film it. And then I'd raise it up a little bit more and film it and film. And then
that's so mean, Heather.
He didn't wake up the whole time.
What do you do with the outtakes? Is that to show him?
I had to show him like this, like actually when I had it almost all the way up, he snored still. It still sounded the best was almost flat, like a little bit up was the best. So he was happy about that. He doesn't have to sleep.
This is where we are in life, everybody. This is where we are in life. We're just snoring husbands, which leads to what I wanted to say before we go.
Okay.
Guess what tomorrow is?
Your anniversary?
25 years.
And you're not going anywhere?
No, because this will be over by the time you guys hear this, but when we reset the date for us to have our live gathering with people online who bought my book, put it on our anniversary.
Cynthia Hanoff.
Like, I have a problem.
You need a calendar helper.
Are you volunteering?
No, I just, you need an assistant or something. Like you didn't have on your calendar, it was your 25th wedding anniversary.
It didn't make it there.
And nothing in your brain said, I got married on January 27th. That's why that number's.
None of it. None of it.
Cynthia.
Uh-uh. So I just bought him a Disney bomber jacket. It was let's go, bro. We've already said, well, we didn't know then what we know now that really we have snow and ice and maybe we'll get to leave tomorrow night, but maybe not. And JB's here. And so we're going to celebrate probably over the weekend. And I even suggest we do 25 and a half years because the gift I want is kind of expensive and we've just been traveling some. So I don't know. We'll see. But yes, 25 years, you guys. And so don't even worry. Next, maybe in Super Trackers, I'll give one. I'm not one to give marriage advice, but I'll give one thing, one observation in Super Trackers from 25 years of marriage.
Well, and I have my 27th coming up, so.
You're old.
I have more years of experience. We do have, speaking of marriage, a marriage question that one of our super trackers asked. And if you're not a super tracker and you need this help, this might be the time to sign up. It's about special time with your husbands in an era where older kids are staying up later and going to different events and being too tired. And
are we answering this? So
Cynthia is going to give all her advice on what we would call mommy daddy time around here.
My first advice is write down your 25th anniversary now.
Yes. All right. And then I want to share, I've been heavily using ChatGPT for helping with parenting situations. So
okay.
I want to talk about that.
Is there anything? Don't ask ChatGPT. Ask me. I can give you bad advice just as well as ChatGPT. Give you a set. Listen, I don't know. I got a lady that's over there with the things on her pull down tray tables on the airplane, and I forget underwear when I travel. So I don't know. I mean, we're all just doing the best we can.
Do you have anything for Super Trackers that you want to talk about?
I got nothing, but I'm sure I'll come up with it along the way. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give a little marriage something. And then apparently we're going to talk about what Heather likes to call mommy daddy time. I'm sure her teen boys are like, let's not. And then I'm sure there's something else I'm going to add. It's just not coming to me right now.
I need to know, what's a horse guy?
We talked about the horse guy. The horse guy
that had
the saddle. The guy that's
holding
his package.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was like, what's a horse guy? Okay. All right, y'all. Thanks for tracking with us.
All right. See you soon.
All right. Bye.